Drowning in a honey-do list that's driving you crazy? Let Rosie and Romy cut that list down to size. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
All right, you keep playing music like that, you may get your job back. That sounds good, doesn't it, Arizona? That's a guitar player right there, buddy. I love the guitar. How about Carlos Santana? Huh? He's got some guitar that's just unbelievable. And then who is the guy we always went and listened to at Gainey Ranch? Esteban. I can listen to that guy all week long. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where, believe it or not, we talk home improvement when we get around to the topic on hand. Now, listen, we're running a contest right now, and the contest, you'll need to know the answer to this question. We just finished an interview from one of our sponsors, Jaws Cleaning System. You'll need to know what the acronym JAWS stands for, but you will not call the number until you hear the Jaws movie theme song. Do you see how I wrapped all that together?
That was brilliant.
Did you see how I wrapped all that together? I have to tell y'all, we've known for a week that we have this evap cooler to give away, and we didn't know how we were going to do it till 10:31 this morning, about 3 minutes ago. So when you hear the theme song to Jaws, be
which
the
is
first
the big deep cello.
Be no, you can't make.
If anyone mistook that for the real,
it's 1-888-767-4348. We've got a really fabulous little evap cooler. It's an upright roll around. It's perfect for cooling your garage. But let's get to Jim in Ottawa too. He's been waiting so long.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
When you hear,
you can have it on your phone, and then when you hear it, you can hit send. That'll save you dialing time of punching those in. Get ready.
Okay.
It's coming.
Let's go to Ahwatukee. Welcome Jim to the conversation, who's been patient. Jim, good morning.
Hi. Thanks, guys, for taking my call.
Hey, you bet, man.
I've got a question. I'm researching something, and I want to make sure I'm thinking about it properly.
Okay.
And what I'm researching is the installation of below-grade toilets and showers, in other words, where it would be deeper than the sewer main coming onto the property.
Yep.
Is this out of the scope of something that's normal, or is this a okay thing to be investigating?
No, Jim. We do it in hillside homes all the time. Northern Scottsdale, Carefree. We use pumps to take effluent and waste out of homes in many, many places. But the thing you got to know about it is you got to know that that's your last option, because it all wants to flow downhill all the time. And if anything ever goes wrong, Jim, it's going to flow back downhill.
Well, I guess that was one of my questions. What happens when the power's out? You know?
It's not fun.
No, Jim, here's generally the pumps I've installed, and in Ahwatukee, it could be a situation where you're in one of those hillside lots and where you want to do this addition. We've got to get that bathroom up and high enough to pump into the city sewer system. We actually allow it to drain into a reservoir, a septic tank, okay? Then it has a special macerating pump at the bottom of that. And so it really, if something goes wrong, it really won't back up into your house. You have this reservoir that it will back into, and it's of a capacity that we calculate what size it should be to make sure you never have that occur at a power outage or whatever. We flush into this tank. We drain the shower into this tank, and then we pump out of that. And the tank is big enough, you know, if the power goes out, don't keep using that bathroom, but you won't back up into the house.
Okay. You got the scenario exactly right, but this would be up in Yavapai County. Do you have a contractor, general contractor, somebody I ought to talk to?
Oh, absolutely. Just call Renovations, Tom Riley. He's our is it closer to Sedona or is it closer to Mayor Dewey, Prescott Valley, Prescott Chino?
Closer to Sedona.
Closer to Sedona, then you'll call Mark Hartman at Diamond Sky Construction in Oak Creek Village. Those are our, those are two great contacts for you. And any of you that have a second home up in Yavapai County, Blue Sky Construction in Sedona, Oak Creek Village.
Diamond Sky.
Diamond Sky.
Blue Sky Pest Control.
Blue Sky Pest Control. Blue Sky Almonds. And Diamond Sky Construction. And then Tom Riley Renovations takes care of all of our Yavapai County area.
Okay, thank you. Can I make another comment?
And I'll tell you what, Jim. Those guys up there will even have more experience with this application than I do because there are many more homes up there that have to do with this kind of sewer evacuation.
Got it. May I make another comment?
Yes.
Okay. I recently had my house painted by CLC Enterprises.
Okay.
And I was very pleased with the result. And the guys spent as much time in prep work as they did in painting.
Yeah.
And painting is something I know a little bit about, and so I really appreciated the job they did for me.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you letting us know. Thanks a million.
And that was JLC.
And it all flows downhill. That's why you three are fired.
Well, I did my homework this week, fired or not. So would you like to get another cleaning tip?
Now, you said I couldn't answer the phones and do the show simultaneously. How many calls do you think you've taken in this broadcast today?
Probably 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I probably couldn't do that.
Probably not.
Okay.
Because you can't listen and talk at the same time. It's very hard.
Hey, I just realized something. I just played the music there, and people are confused because the phones are blowing up. That is from the movie Psycho. So
we're looking for Jaws music.
It's close, and I just realized what I did and why the phones blew up. Sorry.
Okay, you're fired again.
Again.
Jennifer, what have you got for us?
Well, Josh at Clearco. I love his company. He does one thing, and he does it really, really well.
They do a couple things.
Okay. Well, I mean, when you just take a task like that and just do it really well, that's what he does with windows. Yes, you're right. He does other things. But his tip for us today is for windows. And he says, do not hose your windows down. You know how you're tempted, you're on the back porch. Hey, I'll just shoot these. Unless you're going to dry them off right away because what happens is the water dries and the hard minerals are left. And then you get a cloudy window. And then he says, if you do have that kind of buildup, you'll need some gloves and probably goggles. But you get 4-0 super extra fine steel wool and some CLR cleaner. And you wipe that window down, and then you'll be able to see the grit just come right off. Then rinse it real well and dry it.
4-0. That's very critical.
Yes. You don't want to scratch your glass. That's for sure. Pay attention here. So it says you can never get it back to 100%, but you can get it to 90 to 95% clear. And if you just want to treat yourself, it's not that much to have your whole house done, and it's a real treat, let me tell you.
You can actually go to their website, plug in how many windows you have, and if it's got, they ask you a couple questions about the glass and any if you've got sliding glass doors and fringe doors and all that, but you can plug it in and calculate the cost right on their website.
I just have a concern on that, just guy that knows windows. If you take that steel wool, if there's any kind of film on that, you wouldn't want to take steel wool on a film on the glass, would you?
I wouldn't think so.
So if you're going to do it, just do it in a tiny, tiny little corner somewhere off and make sure you're not scratching it.
Yeah, we have told people forever, just use a little Dove soap and a single-edged razor blade, but make sure you put a piece of tape on the side of a single-edged razor blade that your thumb is on. Because if you spray the Dove soap on the glass to take those little mineral buildup off and you start using that razor blade and you're scraping and scraping, it's actually building a curve into that blade. You set the blade down, and then you wipe the window with a towel. Then you pick the blade up, and it's turned the other way with the curve into the glass, and you're going to mess up a lot of windows really, really fast. You want to know the story how I learned that? I got fired.
How expensive was that?
I got fired that day.
Learning process.
Hey, you want one more tip for this segment?
Okay.
Sharon from Air Quality Specialist.
I like this tip. This is
one of our great partners. She talks about always clean from the top down. Any book you read on cleaning tells you that. You start from the top down. And inside that, of course, is your ducts and your filters. And if you don't get that clean, you clean everything below, you're still going to get all messy. Okay. So that's her big tip. Start top, go low.
Well, we've got a cleaning question on the line right now, Romy. Let's see if we can bring David into the conversation. I'm certainly not a cleaning expert. It was one of the reasons I was a little afraid to do this subject. But let's see how we do. David, you've got a cleaning question?
Yes, I do. In reference to cleaning showers, in your article, item number 9, you said heavy vinegar solution on coat, glass door, and walls. What is the mixture? Or is it just straight vinegar?
Well, I believe that the mixture, I'm gonna have to check. I do have that formula. But, of course, the other thing you could do is get to Bash's and pick up the Jaws glass cleaner, like Bruce was saying, and just spray it on the inside surface and allow it just to rinse clean and it's done. So that would be another great option as well. But, David, I've got your number, and I'll dig back into my research notes on what that exact formula was. But I think it was 50-50, if I remember right.
Sounds close enough.
There you go.
And I think even if you have a glass shower door, and we can check their website, but you would still get the shower cleaner from Jaws because that formula is more aimed at handling soap and body
the
oil
grime,
scum. Yeah, that's not something that you typically find on window glass, but that's something that was designed for inside the shower. So it's a little bit different formula. I think you would still get the shower cleaner for that application.
David,
without trying to go into too many more gross details about why, but
you know, what most people don't realize, and I challenged our audience last time we covered this topic, it's been a while, but do any of you know what the dirtiest inch in your house is? The dirtiest 1 inch.
Is this according to Rosie, or is this some kind of fact-based thing?
It was a fact I dug up years ago. It may not be the most current, but it's intriguing to think about. The dirtiest 1 inch in your house. Now, what are some of the places that pop to mind? Most people would immediately think, well maybe the bathroom handle, the flush handle on the bathroom, maybe the bathroom doorknob, maybe the lavatory faucet handle. Nope, you're in the wrong room. Okay, the dirtiest 1 inch in your house. Okay, think about it. Where could that be? Where are the most number of products put together and assembled? Well, it's in your kitchen, right? So you're bringing in vegetables that have been cultivated from all over the fields, no telling where. They were stacked up in the vegetable display booth in the grocery store. They had the little thunder and the water and everything washing them down. They got the eggs and the meat and the pork and all of that up on your counter. The dirtiest inch in your house when we get back.